You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Casey Hudson and Matt Horner, and we have an NBA odds boost for all of you today as the playoffs continue. This is on Tyrese Maxey to have over 29.5 points and over 5.5 assists, boosted to plus 325 at Caesars. What do we think of this boost?
Yeah, 325 is a good number. I like it. Maxey has gone over these points in both the first two games against the Knicks. I mean, they've lost, and he's needed to score a lot. They scored 33 in the first game. He scored 35 in the second game, so you're getting pretty good value there. He's averaging 28.2 over his last five. When it comes to the assists, he's averaging 5.2 over his last five, but he did have 10 in the last game. He had four in the first game, so, you know, it's kind of like a median there at about six. I think at this price plus 325, he's come really close, and the Sixers really need this game. So they're going to need some good performances from their stars. So I like the value here.
Yeah. Just as Matt said there, I mean, if there's anything to kind of blink at, it'll be the assist column. But after what he did in the last game, we're just hoping that he either matches or builds off of that performance. Not to mention averaged 6.2 assists over the regular season, averages 6.3 at home. So as long as he sticks to the keys of his game and helping out his team, I actually like this at the value that it's coming in at.
I love that. Get in on this at plus 325 at Caesars and take advantage of our offer from BetMGM. Bet $10, get up to $1,500 in bonus bets if your first bet does not hit by entering code Lucy when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now. And head to BetQL.com and get your free 3-day trial today. And check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And of course, follow us on Twitter at TheSportsCase, at Sharp_Side_, and at Lucille Burge. Favorite bets today. I know it's draft day, but I am going with baseball, and I am taking Juan Soto to hit a home run against the A's plus 550 at BetMGM. He has hit three home runs in his last seven games, one in his last game, so yesterday he hit one, and six total home runs this season, and against Alex Wood, who is starting for the A's tonight. He is batting .294 with five hits, including two home runs already. And Wood has allowed one home run in each of his last three starts. So I think this is a really good spot for Juan Soto to hit a home run on basically the only night game of the day today. Plus 550 at BetMGM.
There you go. Like you said, it's draft day. I actually gave out a play for the draft on my X profile. It's Byron Murphy. I have him as the first defensive player. I got that at plus 400. It's now down to like plus 150 or something like that.
Oh, man. A lot
of steam coming towards Byron Murphy right now to be the first defensive player. The Bears could take him at nine. That's possible as well. But I'm going to go with the Sixers tonight in the NBA playoff game. The Sixers really, really badly need this game. I mean, they're down 2-0. They're at home here. The steam has gone towards them. I got the Sixers a couple days ago, actually, when the first game ended. As soon as the line popped up, it was minus 3, and I bet that immediately. I also bet them in the first quarter. Minus 1.5. So if you can get a good number of them in the first quarter, I think they come out really fast. The Knicks will make a little bit of a run, but in the end, I think the Sixers will cover. So I like Philadelphia today a lot as my best bet.
Nice. I like both of those. Of course, I'm taking mine to the ice. Tampa Bay Lightning now hosting the Florida Panthers tonight, game 3 at home. And it's going to be Steven Stamkos to at least pick up 1 point, minus 170 here. He's got 3 points in the series. That's 2 goals and 1 assist. And it's these tight, ridiculous games. And obviously a frustrating point for the Tampa Bay Lightning where your leaders do tend to find a way, which is why we also saw Victor Hedman get immensely involved, picking up 2 assists in game 2. So these are the guys that play that much better on home ice. And not to mention is that Steven Stamkos' sweet spot in the left circle is actually one of the top places that goals can get past Bobrovsky, who has just been tremendous between the pipes. Cannot talk about that video because it's painful right now, but it's going to take Steven Stamkos getting hot to not only get the Bolts on the board, but hopefully give them a lead and help them steal game 3 to get back in this series tonight. So keep a close eye on Stammer.
Yes, hopefully they can, as there's so much happening, the draft and then playoffs in the NHL and NBA, and also Major League Baseball, of course, going on too. So get in on all of this. There's a little bit of everything. Plus 325 at Caesars for the boost, and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.